Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth, the catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gene Brabander. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Harper reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walden. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reese strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Allison goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Tovar moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Gellner now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald bunts towards the mound. Jellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Holt moves to second. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Savage pinch hits for John Jellner. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Patton pinch runs for Ted Savage. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-3 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.